And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, who at the age of 6 decided that what he really wanted to be was staff announcer on the Stan Freberg radio show. He spent all of his formative young years working on his diction,
the rain in Spain,
his delivery,
let's go to press,
and cultivating an on-the-air personality.
Well, hee-hi-ho there, everybody.
Flash Frisbone, who in our last episode finally got his big chance at a network hookup when...
Frisbone, get down there and get an interview.
Wait a minute. I can't get down there.
The whole country's listening.
Well, the wire is too short. This wire isn't long enough.
Do something.
Wait a minute. Maybe if I pull on the cord, maybe it's caught on something. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think I got it. I'll just give it a good yank here.
Frisbone?
And so we pick up our episode where we left off, as the station manager of WGOP-WFLQ is in a state of total panic, something that all station managers face when dealing with the uncertainty of live radio.
I'm gonna automate the station as soon as Reagan wins and the economy stabilizes. Frisbone!
Let's listen.
Great Caesar's ghost. What are we gonna do now?
Hey, boss. I got NBC on the line. They're going crazy. They want to know what happened to the feed.
Tell them I'm working on it.
Wait a minute, boss. It's CBC, the As It Happens program. They want to know what happened.
I'm working on it.
Boss, the BBC in London.
I'm working on it.
Telephone company, long lines, repair service, and dial a score. At the end of the first half, it's the Detroit Lions.
Operator, I want to be reconnected. My trouble number is ME998725346.
I'm sorry, sir. That circuit is engaged.
I don't care, operator. Just reconnect me to that number.
Very well, sir. Are you sure you don't want the score? It was an exciting game.
Just connect me.
Very well, sir. I have your party now. Oh, it does sound like a party, doesn't it?
And thank you, Mr. Snowflake.
Boy, is he a nice guy. He'll be a great president, and what a thrilling announcement. I wouldn't believe it myself if I hadn't heard him say it right into this microphone, and you heard it too, live on WGOP-WFLQ and our nationwide hookup across the country. Goodness, what an exciting event, all live right here. I hope Walter Cronkite is listening, and good luck on your retirement, Walter. And Jane Pauley, hey, Jane, what are you doing after the final tabulation? Maybe we could go up to your place and...
Frisbone!
Yeah, Chief?
You were disconnected, Frisbone. Now,
no, disconnected.
Do you have a tape of that interview?
No, Chief.
Don't call me Chief.
See, I used the tape for something else.
What?
Well, there's a guy here at party headquarters. He has a pirate copy of a Fleetwood Mac concert at Madison Square Garden.
I don't believe this.
Well, you know how I feel about Stevie Nicks, and I used the tape. But it was really a good concert, Chief.
Never mind the concert, Frisbone. What did Snowflake say in his announcement?
Well, it was really exciting, Chief. It was,
Yeah. Well?
It was something about,
What?
Wait a minute.
What was it?
Frisbone.
Now you made me forget. I knew it. I mean, he said it right here. I mean, I knew what he said. I mean, he said it.
Frisbone, I want you to turn off the remote unit now. I want you to leave the microphone and the mixer and the cassette recorder at the Greyhound bus station when you leave town.
Can I keep the Fleetwood Mac tape?
We'll get it later. And if you're smart, Frisbone,
Yeah. You'll
get out of the country as soon as possible.
And so, our hero finds himself in sunny Mexico, the palatial studios of XEIT, a 100,000-watt station in Axelgrisapo, a small city located near the United States border. Let's listen.
When I make the big money with the ice cream business, I tell myself, Poncho, I say, you should buy a big radio station for advertise your ice cream business, and I get lots of Yankee dollars, too. With so much power, everybody he wants to advertise on XEIT.
Mr. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Oh, see. Whatever. I really enjoyed the tour of the ice cream factory, but where's the station?
The studio and a transmitter is located in the basement underneath the ice cream factory.
Boy, that sure must be handy for you.
See, we like to think of XEIT as a real cool station, Mr. Frisbone.
Pretty funny.
I'm glad you like my sense of humor, Mr. Frisbone. I think we get along just fine. You seem to be quite hot and sweaty from your trip.
Yeah, I had to leave the United States in a hurry, and I couldn't help noticing that big freezer full of ice cream over there.
do you think that I could?
No problem, Mr. Freezeborn. No problem. What flavor do you like?
Green. Give me green.
One dish of green coming up, Mr. Freezeborn. You know, when you come into this station, I hire you right away because I like your name. Freezeball. Freezeball. Get it?
No, Mr. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Frizz.
you Yankees have such funny accent. You will be just dynamite killer on the sign-on shift on XCIT.
Sign-on, my favorite shift.
Dig into the ice cream, Mr. Freezeborn. Dig in.
Oh, boy, you bet.
Is there a problem, Mr. Freezeborn?
What kind of ice cream do you call that?
Oh, that's jalapeno pepper ice cream. We also have enchilada ripple. Would you like some burrito revel?
Well, what's going to happen next time? Will our hero's vocal cords descend themselves in time for sign-on at XCIT? You'll have to wait until next month's Around the Dial to find out. So be listening next month when our hero says... The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frizzbone are produced exclusively for the Aircheck Factory by Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. Script by Gary Bourgeois. Mr. Frizzbone's wardrobe from the St. Vincent de Paul collection. This is your announcer speaking. And what about Elma Gluck?